Hi there. Welcome to episode 150 of the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. My name is Steve Webb, and I push the buttons and flip the levers around here. Today we'll read Deuteronomy chapter 26, Acts chapter 12, and Psalm 72 from the Good News Translation. Let's begin. Deuteronomy chapter 26. When you go into the land the Lord your God is giving you as your own to take it over and live in it, you must take some of the first harvest of crops that grow from the land the Lord your God is giving you. Put the food in a basket and go to the place where the Lord your God will choose to be worshipped. Say to the priest on duty at that time, "Today I declare before the Lord your God that I have come into the land the Lord promised our ancestors that he would give us." The priest will take your basket and set it down in front of the altar of the Lord your God. Then you shall announce before the Lord your God, "My father was a wandering Aramean. He went down to Egypt with only a few people, but they became a great, powerful, and large nation there. But the Egyptians were cruel to us, making us suffer and work very hard. So we prayed to the Lord, the God of our ancestors, and he heard us. When he saw our trouble, hard work, and suffering, the Lord brought us out of Egypt with his great power and strength, using great terrors, signs, and miracles. Then he brought us to this place and gave us this fertile land. Now I bring part of the first harvest from this land that you, Lord, have given me. Place the basket before the Lord your God and bow down before him. Then you and the Levites and foreigners among you should rejoice, because the Lord your God has given good things to you and your family. Bring a tenth of all your harvest the third year, the year you give a tenth of your harvest. Give it to the Levites, foreigners, orphans, and widows, so that they may eat in your towns and be full. Then say to the Lord your God, "I have taken out of my house the part of my harvest that belongs to God, and I have given it to the Levites, foreigners, orphans, and widows. I have done everything you commanded me. I have not broken your commands, and I have not forgotten any of them. I have not eaten any of the holy part while I was in sorrow. I have not removed any of it while I was unclean, and I have not offered it for dead people. I have obeyed you, the Lord my God, and have done everything you commanded me. So look down from heaven, your holy home. Bless your people Israel, and bless the land you've given us, which you promised to our ancestors, a fertile land. Today the Lord your God commands you to obey all these rules and laws. Be careful to obey them with your whole being. Today you have said that the Lord is your God, and you have promised to do what he wants you to do, to keep his rules, commands, and laws. You have said you will obey him, and today the Lord has said that you are his very own people, as he has promised you. But you must obey his commands. He will make you greater than all the other nations he made. He will give you praise, fame, and honor, and you will be a holy people to the Lord your God, as he has said." Acts chapter 12. During that same time, King Herod began to mistreat some who belonged to the church. He ordered James, the brother of John, to be killed by the sword. Herod saw that some of the people liked this, so he decided to arrest Peter too. This happened during the time of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. After Herod arrested Peter, he put him in jail and handed him over to be guarded by 16 soldiers. Herod planned to bring Peter before the people for trial after the Passover feast. So Peter was kept in jail, but the church prayed earnestly to God for him. The night before Herod was to bring him to trial, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains. Other soldiers were guarding the door of the jail. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord stood there, and a light shined in the cell. The angel struck Peter on the side and woke him up. "Hurry, get up," the angel said, and the chains fell off Peter's hands. Then the angel told him, "Get dressed and put on your sandals," and Peter did. The angel said, "Put on your coat and follow me." So Peter followed him out, but he did not know if what the angel was doing was real. He thought he might be seeing a vision. They went past the first and second guards and came to the iron gate that separated them from the city. The gate opened by itself for them, and they went through it. When they had walked down one street, the angel suddenly left him. Then Peter realized what had happened. He thought, "Now I know that the Lord really sent this angel to me. He rescued me from Herod and from all the things the people thought would happen." When he considered this, he went to the home of Mary, the mother of John Mark. Many people were gathered there, praying. Peter knocked on the outside door, and a servant girl named Rhoda came to answer it. When she recognized Peter's voice, she was so happy she forgot to open the door. Instead, she ran inside and told the group, "Peter is at the door." They said to her, "You're crazy." But she kept on saying it was true, so they said, "It must be Peter's angel." Peter continued to knock, and when they opened the door, they saw him and were amazed. Peter made a sign with his hand to tell them to be quiet. He explained how the Lord led him out of the jail, and he said, "Tell James and the other believers what happened." Then he left to go to another place. The next day, the soldiers were very upset and wondered what had happened to Peter. Herod looked everywhere for him but could not find him, so he questioned the guards and ordered that they be killed. Later, Herod moved from Judea and went to the city of Caesarea, where he stayed. Herod was very angry with the people of Tyre and Sidon, but the people of those cities all came in a group to him. After convincing Blastus, the king's personal servant, to be on their side, they asked Herod for peace because their country got its food from his country. On a chosen day, Herod put on his royal robes, sat on his throne, and made a speech to the people. They shouted, "This is the voice of God, not a human." Because Herod did not give the glory to God, an angel of the Lord immediately caused him to become sick, and he was eaten by worms and died. God's message continued to spread and reach people. After Barnabas and Saul finished their task in Jerusalem, they returned to Antioch, taking John Mark with them. Psalms chapter 72. God, give the king your good judgment, and the king's son your goodness. Help him judge your people fairly, and decide what is right for the poor. Let there be peace on the mountains, and goodness on the hills for the people. Tell him to be fair to the poor, and save the needy, and punish those who hurt them. May they respect you as long as the sun shines, and as long as the moon glows. Let them be like rain on the grass, like showers that water the earth. Let goodness be plentiful where he lives. Let peace continue as long as there is a moon. Let his kingdom go from sea to sea, and from the Euphrates River to the ends of the earth. Let the people of the desert bow down to him, and make his enemies lick the dust. Let the kings of Tarshish and the faraway lands bring him gifts. Let the kings of Sheba and Seba bring their presents to him. Let all kings bow down to him, and all nations serve him. He will help the poor when they cry out, and will save the needy when no one else will help. He will be kind to the weak and poor, and he will save their lives. He will save them from cruel people who try to hurt them, because their lives are precious to him. Long live the king. Let him receive gold from Sheba. Let people always pray for him and bless him all day long. Let the fields grow plenty of grain and the hills be covered with crops. Let the land be as fertile as Lebanon, and let the cities grow like the grass in a field. Let the king be famous forever. Let him be remembered as long as the sun shines. Let the nations be blessed because of him, and may they all bless him. Praise the Lord God, the God of Israel, who alone does such miracles. Praise his glorious name forever. Let his glory fill the whole world. Amen and amen. This ends the prayers of David, son of Jesse. May God bless the reading of his word. Isn't it great when the scriptures make you laugh? I know I didn't read it with a laugh, but picture the scene when Peter knocked on the door of John Mark's mother's house. Rhoda recognized Peter's voice, but instead of letting him come in, she gets so excited to tell the others that she forgets to open the door for him. Now think about it. Peter has just been sprung from jail by the angel, and he's probably pretty nervous about being seen. He had probably just whispered to Rhoda through the door, "Rhoda, let me in. It's Peter." So she runs off, and he's like, "Wait, what? Come on." What have you seen in the Bible that made you laugh? The 9th anniversary is fast approaching. LifeSpring was launched on November 13, 2004, and I'll be making an announcement very soon regarding LifeSpring Media. Be sure you sign up for the email list so you'll be among the first to hear about it. Just go to lifespringmedia.com and you'll see a sign-up form on the right side of the page. I'll see you Thursday. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.